full-time whistle has just gone, and it brings an end to the 2024 season for both Harps and Treaty. And in the end, it finished in victory for the visitors. Harps 1, Treaty United 2. Mark Burns headed winner on 77 minutes, given the Treaty side the victory. They came from behind to win because Conor Turish had put Harps in front with an equally impressive header on 33 minutes, a glancing effort. The ball coming in from the left-hand side, and he headed it in past the goalkeeper, Michael Dick. Just a minute beforehand, the same player, Turish, had seen a close-range header come back off the woodwork, but having missed an earlier opportunity even in the half, Turish eventually got his goal. Treaty could have drawn level either side of half-time chances for Tierney and for substitute Thomas Considine. Harps themselves had good opportunities to increase their advantage before Considine eventually drew the side's level. A brilliant finish on 69 minutes. Got the ball outside the area, pushed it onto his left foot and unleashed an unstoppable effort which flew in past goalkeeper Oisin Cooney. And the winner, well, Considine was involved in that as well. He delivered the cross on the right-hand side, got to the byline, and his ball to the back post was headed in by Mark Byrne. Not that the result really matters in the grand scheme of things, because Harps knew that whatever the result tonight, they would finish sixth in the First Division, just outside the playoff positions. And tonight's matches in the First Division was all about those playoffs and where the teams would finish in terms of their end of season positions, and that would mean who plays who in the playoffs. As it is, the big result from the First Division tonight is Cork City's victory over Wexford in the First Division, and they were 6-0 up last we heard, and that they were on their way to an impressive last night victory. Cork City will be presented with the First Division trophy tonight as well as champions. But here at Finn Park, it's finished a Harps 1, Treaty United 2. And in the Premier Division, big night in the Premier Division. And it's very interesting because at one stage, Derry City looked to be going top of the table. But that's until Shelburne turned things around in the second half against Waterford FC. And they've come from behind to win their match by 3-1. Although they're still playing, they're in injury time at Talca Park. But they will stay top of the table. A much needed victory for Shelburne. Derry City 2-0 winners at Dundalk. It's finished there at Oriel Park. And Shamrock Rovers with a goal late on in that match have won away to Drogheda by 1-0. St. Pat, they're in injury time at Inchicore as well. They're leading against Galway United. So, Shelburne, Derry City, Shamrock Rovers and St. Pat's all picking up victories tonight in the Premier Division. And then after tonight, it's just two games to go for the Premier Division clubs. Here at Finn Park, Marty, the curtain comes down on another season for Harps. And it's been another long campaign. At times it's been tiring, particularly for the Harps squad with these long journeys and long trips away. It'll be interesting to see who among the squad will be still about next year. Will the manager, Darren Murphy, be here? One thing's for sure, Marty, we'll be back and we'll be up and running sometime in February. Looking forward to a new campaign. But for now, my thanks to your good self for all your help back in studio each and every Friday night when Harps are at home. And thanks as well to B&S Credit Union for their support throughout the season. And thanks too to Declan Boyle and to Keith Cowan, who were on with me as co-commentators throughout the campaign. So it's all finished tonight in Balbuffet, Marty, where it's finished. Harps 1, Treaty United 2.